I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Richland Center won 8-0 over Mauston on Monday night in boys non-conference soccer. The first two Hornet goals came from Ronaldo Hernandez. The senior got the team going. Giovanni Cerna scored a hat trick with 3 goals on the night. Exchange student Petro Matucci scored a goal, as did senior captain Ethan Gauld. The 8th and final goal came from senior Garrison Weiss. The shutout was a combined effort with senior Grayson Banker and Caleb Federley in the net. Captain Mason Jelinek and senior Jack Stanley led the way with help from freshman Cody Pauls and sophomore Harrison Carpenter on the shutout. The Hornets will battle rival River Valley Thursday night, JV action at 5, varsity to follow. Saturday, the Hornets will play at Breeze Stevens Field in Madison at 9:30 against Cedar Grove Belgium in a rare chance to play on a professional pitch. Tonight, Richland Center will play at River Valley in high school volleyball. That's on the sports schedule for this evening. We'll have the broadcast on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Hornet volleyball team is 1-1 after a win against Dodgeville and a close 5-set loss to Platteville. Here's Coach Jamie Johnson.
I'm actually, you know, pretty happy to be 1-1 on the road. Our goal, you know, we were hoping if we could come out 4-1, of course, ideally 5-0, we'd be sitting in great shape. But if we could come out 4-1 on the road without having a home game in there, that would be great. So we still have our goal in front of us. So that's that room for improvement, where if we improve our play, we'll be able to accomplish that goal.
Coach Johnson and the Hornets will be at River Valley tonight, knowing it will be a huge challenge.
You know, they always say a cornered animal is dangerous. Like if you get something, cornered in your garage, that's like, oh boy, you know, you might want to watch. They're going to come out fighting the animal, and that's the way Valley's going to be. They're going to come out fighting. They kind of feel maybe, you know, their things haven't gone quite the way they'd hoped. And, you know, what a better match for them than to try to rally out around that as a rival game, you know, with us. So we have to be ready to bring it. The crowd's going to be there behind them. you know, it's going to be a great atmosphere. And hopefully, you know, we can just continue to play at a fairly high level that we have been, again, working on more being consistent, with some of our play and some of our choices, and hopefully come on the better half.
River Valley coach Mariah Hill with a young squad at River Valley showing some ups and downs early on in the year. They do have some good numbers.
We definitely do, yeah. I think we have about 34 kids out throughout the whole program, so that's nice to have plenty of kids on each team.
And the team looks forward to some special events going on during the month of September, and also they remain healthy, which is key.
We are healthy right now, knock on wood. We had a couple of ankle injuries early on, but everything seems to be flowing pretty well right now. Everybody seems pretty healthy, so hopefully we can stay that way.
Your homecoming is coming up in a couple of weeks. Is the team doing anything special that week? I know you usually do a fundraiser and those kind of things.
Yep. Again, this year we are doing a fundraiser. We have a local woman in our community, Katie Kruger. She is battling breast cancer, so we are actually bringing it full circle around, and we're digging for pink this year. So we're really excited to support her and her family and to see what we can do. And we named it Killing Cancer for Katie this year. So we're really excited to do as much fundraising as we can for her that night and hopefully come out with a win as well.
River Valley coach Mariah Hill will have coverage of the Richland Center River Valley match tonight on FM 100.9. And the pregame could begin as early as 6:45. Riverdale has home volleyball action against Cuba City tonight, and the Ithaca volleyball team is home against North Crawford. The River Valley soccer team will host Dodge Point on the pitch tonight. That starts with a JV at 5, varsity to follow in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. Richland Hospital and Richland Sports Medicine is pleased to announce the winners of the first Athletes of the Month for the month of August. They include Ithaca football senior Wyatt Hilby, who's having quite a year with the Bulldogs, and the female athletes of the month. In fact, there was a tie. Bailey Wanless, a senior volleyball player with the Ithaca volleyball team, and Lillian Tidrick, a senior volleyball player with the Richland Center volleyball team. So congratulations to Wyatt Hilby, Bailey Wanless, Lillian Tidrick, all named the Athletes of the Month by Richland Sports Medicine. Major Bowling League action. Series high last night, New York Life, a 36-50. Lonesome Dove Tavern had a 35-71. Richland Family Restaurant, a 35-51. Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 12-84 game. Richland Family Restaurant, a 12-66. And New York Life, a 12-13. Top series, Ken Nick Sr. with a 700. Chase Keller had a 664. And Jonathan Cornell, a 633. Top game, Ken Nix Sr., a 263, Chase Keller, a 254, Buford Edgerly Jr., and Gary Bushley each had 246s. Dave Brock bowled a 616 series, 232 over average. Brandon DeBeichler with a 608 series, 179 over average. Jonathan Cornell with a 633, 147 over average. Bob Lewis with a 557, 101 over average. Kyle Walter with a 455, 95 above average. Also, Jason Edgerly with a 613, 94 over average, and Bill Lenhart with a 480, 93 over average among the special accomplishments in the Major Bowling League. The Brewers rebounded from Sunday's 10-inning loss in Arizona to beat the Phillies 6-2 last night. They took the lead with two runs in the third and never trailed. Aaron Civale picked up the win, and usual starter Colin Ray came in the latter part of the game to nail down the first save of his career.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where, you know, we were kind of running low in the bullpen, and they just kind of brought the idea up of me coming down to the bullpen and filling in some innings if we needed to, and thought it was a good idea myself. I was kind of right on the same page with them, so I was all for it.
Manager Pat Murphy says that's what's made the Brewers good this year, as they've gone out and found players that are all about teamwork.
We always figure out a way because we sign the right type of guys that are willing to do anything. Colin was told today, this morning, hey, man, we're light. Can you help us in a game today? You know, it'll be in the middle of the game. I didn't tell him 7, 8, 9, but hey, it'll be in the middle of the game somewhere. Who knows? Can you be? He goes, absolutely. That's the type of people that you're looking for to build a team when you're in a small market and you've had all the adversity we've had. That's what this comes down to, really.
Frankie Montas scheduled to start the second game of the series tonight at American Family Field. Milwaukee's magic number is down to 2. So, the Brewers down to 2, seeking their third division championship in the last 4 years. They can wrap it up tonight with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. The Cubs won last night 9-2 over Oakland. San Diego 3-1 over Houston. In the National League, Mets 2-1 over Washington. The Dodgers 9, Atlanta nothing. St. Louis 4-0 over Pittsburgh. Colorado 3 and Arizona 2. In the American League, Cleveland 4, Minnesota 3. Detroit 7, Kansas City 6. And the White Sox 8-4 over the Angels. In football news, the Packers prepare for another game coming up this weekend. Yesterday, during his press conference, Coach Matt LaFleur was asked about their kicker, Braden Narveson.
Better question for Goody, but from my perspective, I'd say pretty patient. You know, I like his mentality. I like his talent. And there's going to be some ups and downs, and hopefully there's more ups and downs. So I do think he's done a pretty nice job. I know he's got to make that field goal. He knows it. We all know it. But I'm confident that if he's in that situation again, he'll hit it.
Kirk Cousins had a flawless last-minute drive for Atlanta and connected with Drake London for a 7-yard touchdown with 34 seconds left to give the Falcons a 22-21 victory over the Eagles. Saquon Barkley dropped a short pass that stopped the clock with a minute 46 left and forced the Eagles to settle for a field goal instead of a game-sealing first down. That was plenty of time for Cousins, who led the charge, and they nailed the victory last night. He was brought in through the transfer portal to start, but the Wisconsin State Journal reports Wisconsin Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the remainder of the 24 season with a knee injury. Several reports confirm that Van Dyke suffered a full ACL tear during Saturday's loss to Alabama. He transferred to Wisconsin from Miami and beat out Braden Locke for the starting job. Through the first 3 weeks of the season, he threw for 422 yards and a touchdown while completing 63% of his passes. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.